call me Woody.
All right, my name's Jack Tilsey.
My name is Finn Brophy.
And I'm Ryan Wood.
And today we're going to be talking about the use of alcohol and its cons.
What is alcohol? Alcohol is a colorless, flammable liquid that is produced by the natural fermentation of sugars, and it is the intoxicating constituent of wine, beer, spirits, and other liquors.
Alcohol is drinking a lot in many cultures and celebrated throughout the world, and is a very common drug today.
Perfect.
Many people wonder why alcohol is so addictive. When a person drinks, endorphins are released. The more a person drinks, the more endorphins are released. The more endorphins that are released, the more pleasure a person receives from drinking alcohol. This means that in order to get the most effect, a person may continually drink too much and become an alcoholic.
When a person's brain adjusts to drinking on a regular basis, they will experience withdrawal symptoms when they don't drink.
Exactly, Woody. And that's what makes an alcoholic drink again. Oh, perfect. What are the risks of alcohol binging? Typically, your blood alcohol concentration will rise to 0.08% or above after binge drinking. The sudden but temporary side effects of binge drinking include coordination problems, dehydration, nausea, memory loss, poor decision making, and shakiness.
One drink a day increases the risk of breast cancer in women. It also is proven to increase chances of liver disease, heart disease, depression, stroke, and stomach bleeding. Drinking during pregnancy can cause brain damage and other serious problems to the baby.
How do you know if you have a problem?
If you're consuming more than a couple drinks an hour.
Also, if you have to ask, then you most likely have a drinking problem.
A good way to tell if you have an addiction to alcohol or any substance is to go cold turkey and see if you exhibit any physical side effects. This means stay away from the drug. Hey Jack, how far into remission do you see the benefits?
If you're drinking heavily, you may exhibit signs of withdrawal in as little as 4 to 6 hours. In addition, an alcoholic relapse is a return to the compulsive pursuit and consumption of alcohol after a period of sustained sobriety. Relapse is characterized by a return to the unhealthy behaviors and negative consequences that characterize addiction.
For a heavy drinker, one will exhibit signs of acute withdrawal in as little as 6 hours after their last drink. Quitting alcohol is no simple task. Like any other drug, quitting alcohol will cause your body to go through withdrawal because it can no longer function properly without it.
Friends and family see the noticeable benefits of quitting alcohol when their loved one stops drinking and chooses to pursue a happy life. They often say that the person seems like his or her old self.
How does addiction escalate?
Drug addiction is a progressive relapsing disease comprised of numerous stages of disordered motivation.
Addiction gets worse and worse as you become more dependent on alcohol. A few drinks here and there is fine, but when you begin to drink excessively, this can become a problem in the long run. In 2015, 15.1 million adults ages 18 and older had alcoholic use disorder. This included 9.8 million men and 5.3 million women.
Symptoms of acute alcohol withdrawal syndrome, or AWS, include hallucinations, seizures, and in severe cases, even death. People who are dependent on alcohol should seek medical assistance to stop drinking.
Yeah, that is very serious, Jack.
Culture also has a significant influence on how people consume alcohol. Studies that explored family drinking in Italy found that Italians who drank at family meals while growing up were less likely to develop unhealthy drinking habits later on in life.
Wow, that's a cool fact, Jack. Alcohol is very common in our culture, and in the past year, almost 70% of men over the age of 12 reported to have drank alcohol, and 62.9% of women over the age of 12 have also reported to have used alcohol. That is staggering stats, Jack.
That's very interesting, actually. In fact, 24.9% reported binge drinking, while 6.5% reported heavy drinking. 5.9% met the criteria for a substance use disorder. aka alcohol abuse or alcoholism.
Wow, that's a serious problem, Jack.
Very interesting.
Wow, after learning about all these interesting facts about alcoholism, we really got to do something. What do you think we should do, Jack?
I think we should offer more help to these people, make sure there's more treatment centers available, and stress the horrible effects of alcohol.
Yes, I feel like there's only one way to tackle this problem, and that is raise awareness. Thanks, Jack.